This is KUT. It's September, the kids are in school, the weather is maybe thinking about starting to get cooler, and college football season is already upon us. Rice began the season last night against Western Kentucky. The Elves lost that game 46-14 on the road. KUT's Jimmy Moss takes a look at the college football season in Texas through the lens of home improvement television.
Opening weekend is the first time fans get to see whether their school's rebuilding projects are finally ready. But as game time approaches, you can't help but feel there's still some fixer-uppers out there, like from HGTV's Chip and Joanna Gaines.
Really? That's the way you're going to jump right into it that way?
It's a slightly awkward turn, I know, but this whole real estate analogy will work.
Can I walk away right now?
Pretend like you're not scared.
Jeez. Can I walk away right now?
Things going nuts, babe.
I'm just going to walk away.
Starting with the Texas Longhorns, they traditionally have had the biggest house on a manicured corner lot in an expensive neighborhood. That house has been undergoing a major renovation for the last few years, and frankly, a lot of neighbors and a TV network are tiring of the dust, noise, and unsightly dumpsters.
I have no earthly idea what you just said.
Head coach Charlie Strong and Texas fans hope for a strong showing against 10th-ranked Notre Dame Sunday night on national TV, but after two successive seven-loss seasons, fans want a winner. History could be on Strong's side, though. In his third year at Louisville, his team went from 7 wins to 11. But for that kind of turnaround in Austin, the team will need help from either senior quarterback Tyrone Swoops or freshman Shane Bouchel, whomever establishes himself as the starter. Speaking of quarterback problems, down the block at Texas A&M, there's a lot of curb appeal, but some are beginning to wonder what's going on inside the house. Coach Kevin Sumlin watched his two top quarterbacks transfer to other schools, and over the summer, they lost top recruits after some tweets by an assistant coach. And that wasn't even the worst thing Texas A&M assistants did over the summer. Two assistants were suspended after a sexist presentation made for female fans in July.
Listen, I am not kidding. I am literally sick right now after that whole scene.
After exceeding all expectations in Sumlin's first season in 2012, they've managed 9-8-8-win seasons since in the tough Southeast Conference. Sumlin will hope to string more wins together, starting with UCLA on Saturday, before Aggie fans begin to clamor for a remodel. And then there's Baylor. The shiny house that Coach Art Briles built has been torn down.
Oh, gosh. Babe, look what happened.
The school's president and athletic director are gone as well after they mishandled sexual assault allegations against members of the football team. Former Wake Forest coach Jim Grobe has been brought in to pick up the mess for now. A lot of talent is still on the team that has won 10 or more games 3 years in a row, and much of Briles' coaching staff is still in place. There will be wins, but this fall, they may not be the most important things for the program to obtain.
Are y'all ready to see your fixer-upper?
We're ready.
Come on.
Baylor kicks off tonight against Northwestern State.
Oh my gosh. What?
Jimmy Moss, KUT News.